During that period of your career, you had a number of different coaches. I imagine the different regimes were quite different. Because of the different personalities.
Yeah, obviously, because I come from Cheltenham, and there's a radio now, actually, Andy Wyman, mm-hmm. does a radio for a few away games.
Yeah.
And he was the Cheltenham coach then when I was at Cheltenham. Yeah. And it was a bit of Tuesdays, you run up down a pitch, and a bit of touch, that was it, really.
Yeah.
And I come across Keith was Keith Richardson.
Yeah.
He was the coach, but he was a little bit before his time, really, now. Mm-hmm. He does all the journals now for the RFU.
Yeah.
And what we trained from Cheltenham was completely the ball skills, and we'd have like five stations around the pitch, and people, Garth Cromwell then would help with the training, and he'd have our station, five stations, and it was all ball skills and that sort of thing. Sure. And that was a massive difference what I'd done before, really.
Yeah.
Keith was there for a while, and Viv Woolley, Viv was a bit the old school, good coach, whistle, sergeant major, blow the whistle, run hard you can, balls, all ball skills, into it. But it was more shaping in, Keith would have a word in your ear and have a chat. And, Viv was Italian, no uncertain terms. If you cocked up, you had it both barrels, and you wouldn't cross Viv in, really. But and I think it was Barry Corliss then.
Barry Corliss, wouldn't it? Yeah. Suddenly you've got a professional director of rugby.
Yeah.
He had been successful.
He was the Saints, wasn't he? I don't know. He had been successful, but I think Barry was a typical teacher, really, and I think he treated us, a lot of us, as his pupils. And we were, kids looked to families and whatever, and we were do this, do that. And you could see where he was coming from. It was a bit more structured and that sort of thing. We went to South Africa on a pre-season tour, and we trained really hard, but the days you had off until we were Gloucester, where are we going? We go a bit of golf and just go and have a beer, Barry's was going to cut down. But as long as we were there, we were training there on 9 o'clock every morning, which we did, and we were there. We made sure we were there 8:45, ready to go. We train hard, we back in, have a shower, go down, chill out. Where are we going tonight? Oh, we're going a bit of bowling, and then of course you'd end up in a bar somewhere, have something to eat, and what. And I think that's just the way it was, but. Mm. Yeah, we bonded massively then on that trip. I think we had 15 days away, five games or four games, and ended up beating Stellenbosch in the last game. And we come back, and it was a good bonding session for the 2 weeks. Yeah, with Barry, I think he played for England, and he was a bit before his time, really, in preparation. But Gloucester, you're saying, you look at us, mainly Gloucester boys, is. There's a certain mentality in them of, I remember reading some, when Hilly came, if he started to start something new, he'd look around the change room, he'd look in Deeks's corner, Deeks would shake his head or nod his head. And the majority of the room would be exactly the same, like that. If he'd say, I want to do this, I want to do that, they wouldn't agree with it. Like, you all look at Deeks because he's like the foreman of the group. With Barry and then, with him, he got left on the coach, didn't he? And, that story, got left at Wakefield. I'd never played it when they'd lost to Wakefield in the Cup one. And the coach went. Barry never got on the coach, or they didn't wait for him, or I don't know. So I think that was it. That was the. I remember there was rumours going through the players that he's going to go, and some of the senior players, you listened to them, and they were saying, they weren't happy. And I remember we used to train, if it was too wet, we'd go up Sir Peter School with Dave Point and do circuits and hands. We got up there and they set the bleep test up, and Ian Smith walked in, looked in there, walked back out. He was playing for Scotland at the moment. He said, "You think I'm doing a bleep test on the Monday night?" He said, "I ain't doing that." So we did a bleep test, and then as we come out, and then someone came in and said, "Oh, he's been, where's Barry? He wasn't there." And he'd been sort of dragged into the meeting with Fordy and people at the committee, and they got rid of him. So, I think a lot of the players were probably saying the same as me, really. We're in no favour with that, really. But, and then Healy came in, didn't he?
There was a gap, wasn't there? What happened during that gap? I can't remember how long it was, but, you know, Barry Corliss left pretty abruptly.
I think Viv did it. Viv.
And then Viv, well, he took over again.
I think Viv.
That's right, he did.
Run it, yeah.
He ran it into an interim arrangement.
Viv's a good coach. He's done up in Leinster or whatever. He's coached them now, and he knows his stuff. But again, same as players, it's a massive thing when you first come in. Viv played for Gloucester for years, and it was a big thing, I think, and a lot of pressure then. We were, unthinkable really, Gloucester to get relegated. And we were really up against it a little bit, and it was, everybody felt the pressure, and probably Viv even more, because he's passionate about Gloucester and everything that happens at Gloucester, really. And I think the pressure got to him a little bit, and it was hard, I say, hard for everybody. And I think there was discussions then behind on the back line, obviously, with T, knowing Healy quite well and everything, and probably unheard of for we heard rumours that someone might be coming, and then you come in a change room, Richard Little walks in, and all you can think of, you see him play the bath out with a blue shirt on, the what's going on here, like. But I remember his first session we did out here, and it was not completely different what we done, but it was all upbeat and come on, eh? And Healy just tried to instill confidence and belief. In Gloucester, really. And I mean, the one thing, it was start week on 5 games out of win, and we were struggling big time. And we had Wasat out here on a Sunday, and we beat him. My own member turned up, his finally Tugamale was going to be playing, like, and he's thinking, I was thinking for the game, all you gotta do is get up on him, try and stop him, because obviously he was an awesome player. And getting here, and they said, "Oh, he ain't playing, he's injured." Cool for that. But
a lot of people said that.
Oh, yeah. But the funny thing about it, we remember playing, we beat him, it was the game Kev Dunne got sent off, kicked shreds out of me, really, and that stitches me back and everything. But I remember coming after him, my wife was sat in my daughter, I don't know. Becky, my oldest one, she's only 3, 4, 5 months old, like, now. And he's sat in every Tugamale, sat with Becky on his knee, feeding her a bottle, like, coming out there. And Sharon then, she was like, "Oh, I like him, like, he's always seem to want to tell you, he's a nice bloke." And he sat and he came in, he said, "What's her name?" And he sat down with a bottle, having a chat with her, like, and I was thinking, I said, "Right, mate." He said, "Yeah, right, bro, have a sit down, bro." Have a chat about the game and everything. And he was the nicest bloke you ever want to meet, like, that guy. I was just thinking, I just beat Wasco coming out. It was fantastic to see him sat in with my daughter, really. But that chased it round. From there, we got a bit of confidence, and I think we went on a bit of a run that season. We got a West Hartlepool then, and things like, you go there, and that's a potential round slip for Gloucester, like, I think we just beat him here, and Tim Simpson had missed a kick more or less in front of the post.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was poor down there, and Tom Boyne scored down the front of the shed there. And you think then, as you look, changing a little bit, and we can move on. And we got there, and I think we put 30 points on him, and it's a 5-hour trip back from there, like, and we just loaded beer up with beer and cider, and sat down there, put the music on. It was us sat down, let's get back to the drive. I didn't stop, we were wasted time. We got back to Gloucester, like, but just those days, it was a relief you play. Say go to Arles as well. Gloucester had slipped up Arles a few times before when I put it there and whatever, and to go up there and then to play, and I think there's about 40 odd points on them. But we had the same, we had Toft, me, Don. It was more or less the same team every week. Me and Don had a good partnership. Tofty or Martin Kimber, they kicked the goals. And you had a confidence in that you could put teams under pressure. If they give away penalties, you'll come away with points. It really made a massive effect on Gloucester at that time. Mm. Yeah.